Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. If you can tell, my voice sounds a little like nasally slash raspy right now. That is because I have been dealing with a cold for the past like week, which is definitely annoying and has put a bit of a wrench into my routine, but it could be worse, so it's fine. But that is why my voice sounds a bit different today. I quite literally put myself on vocal rest the last 2 days because I completely lost my voice this weekend and like nothing was coming out. So I have barely spoken at all the last 2 days. I have been drinking tea like crazy, trying to get my voice back at least a little bit. I've done a good job. It's mostly back now. It just sounds a little bit, you know. I knew that I needed to record this episode, so I was taking very serious care of my throat and my voice for the last couple days, so I think it paid off and we're here today. Thank God. I have liked to start these episodes with a bit of like a life update or a recap of what's been going on, and the only thing that I have to share really is that I just have had a cold for the past week, so it's pretty boring. Oh, I spoke to you last the day of the Super Bowl, and I almost, when I was editing that episode, I almost cut out the part about us playing the Super Bowl because I edited it after, like the day after the Super Bowl, and we obviously lost. So that was embarrassing. I have been, you know, recovering from that. I actually lost my voice in the first place during the game because I was screaming so loud. Like the first half and the second half, it was so silent in my house you could pretty much hear a pin drop. But I lost my voice then, and then I got a cold and I continued to lose my voice, and then I completely lost my voice this weekend, and now we're on the mend. What I'm drinking today is also pretty boring. I haven't had caffeine in the last couple of days because I was looking up how to get your voice back quickly, and it said to not drink caffeine because it can dehydrate you or whatever, which I drink a lot of water anyway, so I feel like I probably would have been fine. But just since I've had this cold, I just haven't had a craving for iced coffee, which is actually insane. And that's so unlike me. But because of that, I am just drinking water today. I had some throat coat tea this morning. I have been drinking throat coat tea like nobody's business the last week. Not sure if it actually does anything or if that's part of why I have my voice today. But I don't know. I recommend it. It's good. So whatever. It is currently February 20th, which is absolutely nuts. We're at the end of February, pretty much. What is there? There's 28 days. I don't think this is a leap year. I have no fucking idea. No, there's 28 days in February. And then it's March already, which I have not said anywhere yet what the fuck I'm doing in March. But I have one of the absolute craziest things that have ever happened to me happening in March. And the fact that March is approaching, I'm like really excited about it. But when I have big things going on in my life or like big things I'm about to do, I get really anxious about them as they draw closer. For example, last year I took my first cross-country solo trip. I just flew out to California by myself, and literally the day before my flight was supposed to leave, I was so freaked out and scared and anxious about it that I was fully contemplating like cutting my trip shorter, like only going for like a couple days instead of, I think I went for like 5 days by myself. I was just really overwhelmed because it was something I had never done before. But once I got out there, I, you know, got the hang of things and I felt more comfortable. But that's kind of the situation I'm in right now and how I'm feeling right now, but like tenfold, because what I'm doing is so huge for me and it's been a bucket list item for a really long time. Okay, do you guys want me to just tell you? I'm just going to tell you. Enough with the suspense. I am going to Europe in March. Guys, I've never been to Europe. I've only been out of the country one time, and I went to the Dominican Republic. But yeah, I'm going to Europe for the first time ever. I have dreamt of going to Europe my whole life. Like, it's been on my bucket list for as long as I can literally remember having a bucket list, and it's happening. It's fully happening in March. I can't believe it. I'm freaking out. There's going to be, I think, 5 or 6 of us going. It's going to be an absolute dream. It's going to be a blast and it's going to be great. I'm just like really in my head. I'm psyching myself out. I can tell you that we're going to France and Italy. And of course, I am on Paris getting robbed and scammed TikTok right now, which is great. literally my whole For You page, probably because those are the videos that I like watch all the way through because I'm trying to gather tips on like how to be safe and stuff. I mean, obviously I live in New York City, so I am very aware of my surroundings at all times and I have my head on a swivel, but going to a country that I've never been to before, obviously I want to be as prepared as possible just so that I can be safe and everybody else in the group can be safe. We can have the best time possible. So those are that's definitely why the TikToks keep coming up, because I watch all of them that I see in their entirety and the algorithm loves that. But that's really starting to freak me the fuck out. I just get really pre-paranoid about everything. So that's one of the things I'm being pre-paranoid about right now, and just a million other things, because this is huge for me. I've never been on a trip for as long as I'm going to be going on this one. So it's just a really big deal for me and I am so excited about it. But of course, I have like really bad anxiety and OCD, so I, you know, pick everything apart to death, and my intrusive thoughts are really intrusively thinking right now, but I'm sure I'll be okay. I just talked to my mom about this the other day, and once I get there, I'll probably feel better. I would assume that's what happened when I went to California, and I know myself, and I know that, you know, I'll be okay. But it's extremely exciting, and I need to just focus on the fact that it's extremely exciting, and it's like something that's been on my bucket list, and I'm gonna, you know, soak up every second of it. But I am gonna be vlogging the whole thing, obviously. You guys have no idea how excited I am for this travel content. Can my phone not? If you were just a podcast listener, which, hello, if you are, I have a YouTube channel. It's Hannah Elise. It's my main platform. And I have never been so excited to make videos. I can't wait. Like, these travel vlogs are going to be everything. And I'm going to put my all into them. And I cannot wait to share them with you guys. So definitely follow me. Subscribe to me on YouTube if you don't already. Also follow me on Instagram. My personal Instagram is Hannah E. Maudy. HannahEMAUDE. I'll be posting tons of content on there, obviously, because I'm going to be in freaking Europe. So yeah, that's really that. That's, I guess, a life update since I haven't actually talked about it yet. It's not going to be for a few weeks, but that's happening like really soon and it's getting closer and closer. So I'm starting to get in the mindset of like preparing and gathering all the things I need. So that's really exciting. The podcast family heard it here first. Let's get into today's topic. What sparked my idea, I guess, to talk about this is I saw a TikTok, of course, and the account is @byjacobward. Essentially, he was just talking about how life is actually long. You know how people always say life is short? I say life is short. Everyone says life is short, but I have never heard somebody before say that life is long. So I was immediately intrigued by this. And then in the TikTok, he was just talking about his life, how he hit a super low point and the things that happened along the way, and how he got to a point now where he's truly happy, and just the point that life is long and, you know, if you give things time, like good things can happen and there's still time to pivot or to do something different to make your life better, essentially. And I just loved this TikTok so much. It was a perspective that I have never heard before, like I said. So I really want to dive into that today, but also compare it to the phrase that life is short. So talk about the pros and cons of each, what both of them mean. So I want to begin with life is short, because that is the phrase I feel like most of us have heard the most. Why do people say that life is short? I mean, quite frankly, we don't know if tomorrow will come for us or for the world. The fact that the future doesn't exist and all we have is the present is technically true. And I feel like that is where this phrase comes from. Saying life is short encourages us to live every day like it's your last. It reminds you that the future is unknown. So you should do the thing that you're thinking about doing now, because life is short. You don't know if you're going to have another opportunity. This phrase also instills a sense of urgency in us. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing. I will talk about that when I get to the pros and cons. I feel like especially because we live in a society where we feel like we have to be moving and working and going all the time, saying that life is short kind of just feeds into that, because you feel like you have to do everything right now. You should be making the most of every single second of your life because life is so short and you don't have much time, so you got to fit everything in type of thing. Saying life is short and living by that phrase is playing the short game. Obviously, it's in the phrase. Playing the short game means living for the right now and maybe the near future, but mostly the right now, and doing what you want to do right now, kind of doing everything with an urgency and an expectation that we don't have a lot of time. Now, there are obviously pros to this. It is true, first of all, that we don't know for sure that tomorrow is going to come. It's not promised. We know that it's not promised for us or for the world as a whole. I mean, for the world, it's most likely going to come. Like, tomorrow will most likely come for the world. I mean, at this point in the world, how things are going, actually not sure about that. But for each of us as individuals specifically, we don't know. And I mean, that is true. It's morbid to think about, but so this phrase encourages you to do things you want while you have the chance to do them. And I honestly think that that is a good thing. That's a good mindset to have because you can't just assume that you're going to get another opportunity because you don't know if you will. So if you're able to and you have the opportunity now, you should consider taking it. An example of this for me would be the trip that I just told you guys about to Europe. Now, I have been waiting my whole life for this opportunity. It just has never presented itself to me. Like, I've never actually had the legitimate opportunity to go. I've always said that I wanted to go, but it's never actually materialized like it has this time. And I decided I'm gonna take it. It scares me, but this opportunity is presenting itself to me right now at this phase in my life. And I don't know, I probably won't in the future get this exact same opportunity with this exact group of people and like doing these exact things that we have planned. I probably won't have this exact same opportunity in the future again. I, you know, could potentially have another opportunity to go back to Europe in the future, and I hope that I do, but I don't know that. I know that I have this one right now, and I decided to take it, even though, you know, my anxiety was like, don't do it. It's too scary. It's too big of a thing. It's too long. It's too far. It's too new. I feel like when I took that opportunity and I said yes to going on this trip and I actually like booked the flights and I made the plan concrete for myself, that was me kind of following the life is short mindset, I guess. And in this scenario, that is a good thing for me. But another pro for having the mindset that life is short is that it encourages you to be present in the now and not to think about or worry about the future too much. Now, I've talked about this on this podcast a bunch as well. Obviously, you should plan for the future because, you know, there's a chance that it'll happen, there's a chance that it won't. But if it does, which hopefully it does, obviously, you want to have a plan. You don't want to go into it blind. You don't want to like fly by the seat of your pants every single day. I can't do that. I have too much anxiety for that. I have to have at least a trajectory and a plan for what I want to be doing that I can be following. Because if I don't have anything at all, I feel fucking lost. And that is a recipe for disaster. And then I just feel like I'll be shooting in the dark kind of. But being present in the right now is also super important because the right now, the present moment is all that we have. The future isn't here yet. It's not promised. It doesn't actually like physically exist. The past already happened and we can't go back. We don't have time machines. We can't revisit that. We can't do it over. So we can't live there because it's already gone. And if we're living there, we're missing what's happening right now. And then if you're missing what's happening right now, then the present is going to turn into the past and you're going to look at the past. This is getting really complex. And then you're going to look at the past and be like, what the hell was I doing? Like, where did time go? Why didn't I soak that moment up more? So living in the present is obviously the goal and it's what you want to do, but it's really difficult to do that. I know for myself, at least, I always find my mind wandering everywhere that isn't the present. I have to sometimes like physically do like the five senses thing. Like, what can I smell? What can I see? What can I touch? What can I hear? What can I taste? Like, I literally have to ground myself in the moment actively most of the time, because my natural thing that I want to do, my mind wants to wander to the future, or it wants to wander to things that aren't what I'm doing right now. Like, being where your feet are is so much harder said than done. But if you are able to do that, I just feel like you're soaking up the moment so much more. So then you won't look back and be like, I wish I soaked that up more. Like, you have the opportunity to do that right now. So you should. So I think that the encouragement to be present in the now is always a good thing. And that is something that the life is short mindset does, you know, give you. And now I want to move on to the cons of the life is short mindset. The first one is that you feel like you always have to be doing something and making the best use of all of your time. The reason this can be a con is because it can make you feel not good if you aren't using every single second of your time for something important and exciting. The reality of life is that not every single day is exciting. You don't always have something crazy going on. I feel like most people, including myself, we live pretty, we have our routines in the day and it's nothing groundbreaking. Like, it's just a lot of, you know, daily mundane tasks. I talked about this in the episode about finding joy in the little things. Obviously, you should be, you know, trying to incorporate as many little, you know, spots of joy in your day as possible, and things in your daily routine, like building in things that make you happy in your daily routine so that you can be happy during the day. You don't have to look at everything you're doing as monotonous and boring, but you're not taking a trip every day or every week or really, I mean, every month either, or every year. Things like that are huge and they take a lot of planning. They cost money and it's not something that most people can do just at the drop of a hat. So the mindset that life is short and we should just say fuck it and do whatever, it's just not feasible for most people. And I think that it's easy to look at other people on social media or wherever else and see what they're doing and see all the different ways that they're making use of their time and compare ourselves to that and ask, why aren't we doing that? Like, we should be doing the most every minute of the day because life is so short that, like, I need to cram every possible thing in right now. For me, I can't look at things that way. That makes me feel like I need to be literally doing the most every single day. And then when I'm not doing the most every single day, because as I said, most of my life, like the day to day, is just my routine and it's not anything groundbreaking, I feel like I should be using my time better, and I'm feeling like I'm not doing enough. I feel like there's always a gap between where I am and where I want to be or where I should be. And that gap feels impossible to fill. And that can be really discouraging just for your daily life, feeling like what you're doing isn't enough and that you should be doing so much more because life is short. That for me is just such an unhealthy way to look at things, and also unrealistic and unattainable. Another con of this is something I kind of already touched on, but it's a very go, go, go mindset. It doesn't really build in room for being chill or just resting and doing nothing, which is just as important as being productive in my mind. You have to have a balance of both. If you're just go, go, go all the time, you're gonna burn out fast. And the recovery from burnout takes so long. I don't actually know how to fix burnout or how to prevent it because I'm literally always burnt out. So it's interesting that I'm even speaking on this. But I think that there has to be relaxation and breaks and downtime built into your life. And that has to be okay. The idea that you're going to be doing something, go, 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 productive, working towards something all the time, and that if you're not doing that, if you're resting, if you're not doing anything, that you're lazy or you're unproductive or you're not, you know, using your time well, that mindset is what leads to burnout. And no one wants to be burnt out. It's a terrible feeling. And when you're burnt out, it really impedes your ability to do anything. So naturally, your life should have some downtime built into it. And this mindset kind of doesn't encourage that, which I do not like about it. I pick and choose when I want to say life is short. When I'm feeling like I want to do something spontaneous and huge, like when I was booking this trip, I was like, fuck it, life is short. But in my day-to-day life, when I'm just doing normal things, I'm not thinking life is short, because if I was thinking that, I'd be like, well, I'm wasting my time and I should be doing something crazy right now. When I watched that TikTok of the guy saying that life is actually long, I started thinking about that a lot. And I feel like I resonate with that mindset more often than I do with life is short. Life is long is kind of actually how I think about everything else. I just never had it put in words for me before. So I want to now get into the perspective that life is actually long. I know I just said that the life is short mindset is true because we don't know if tomorrow's coming, but life is long is also true. Life literally is long. Life is the longest thing that we can do as human beings. There is nothing that we as human beings can do that is longer than life. This perspective is playing the long game, whereas life is short is playing the short game. It's the right now and the near future. Life is long is looking more at the bigger picture. It's kind of the same as when people say it's a marathon, not a sprint. That I feel like is the same exact vibe as saying that life is long. It's not all about the right now. It's about the long game. It's about the bigger picture, the 50,000 foot view. The reason that I resonated with this so much when I heard it is because I feel like it gives more room for error and for rerouting in life. Life is not a fire drill. You know, we don't need to be running around like chickens with our heads cut off. We don't have to have every single thing figured out right now. We don't have to be doing something crazy with every second of our time. It's not a fire drill. Like, there's no, we all need to just take a fucking breath. First of all, we're on a floating rock in the middle of outer space. Just breathe. Like, it's okay. Like, you can take a breath. We don't need to be go, go, go all the time. We don't need to be working all the time 24/7. We shouldn't be. That's not, we need to have a balance. And it's just never too late to reinvent yourself or to pivot, to make a different decision. If you did one thing and you didn't like how it turned out, it's never too late to make a different decision and to take your life in a different path. And I feel like that's really what the life is long mentality embodies. Now, the way that I see it, what this means is that we don't need to feel rushed to do everything right now. We also don't need to feel like the world is ending and that life is over if we make one decision or one move in life and it doesn't work out. We don't have to feel like we completely failed at life if we do one thing that ends up not being the way that we wanted it to be. We are able to pivot. We have time. We have the ability. It's never too late. This is what I mean when I say I feel like life is short applies to certain situations, but life is long applies to more situations than life is short. If you make a decision and it ends up not working out, if you have the life is short mindset about that, then you may feel like you just wasted your time, and we don't have the time to waste. Like, we should be making decisions that are perfect every time, because if we don't, then we have to take more time and like reroute it, and we don't have that time because life is so short. But if we look at that same situation with the mindset that life is long, we probably would be more inclined to be okay with something not going exactly how we wanted it to, because we know that we can learn something from that and reroute, and there is time to do that, and everything is okay. Like, it's not too late to do that. Now, what life is long does not mean is that we should put everything off until tomorrow. I feel like it can be really easy to misconstrue this as you are able to procrastinate because you have time and you'll have time to do it another day. I don't think that's the way that we should be looking at this. Just because you can put things off doesn't mean that you should. Oh, I can do my homework tomorrow because life is long, so I have time to do it. No, that's not how it works. Or I shouldn't do this right now, even though I have the opportunity to and I want to, because, oh, I'll just get another opportunity to. So, you know, life is long, I'll get another opportunity. No, this is kind of a tricky thing because there's different situations that each of these can apply to. Life is short can be motivating, but it can also feel daunting. Life is long can be encouraging, but it also can be used as an excuse. So which of these two mindsets is correct? The short answer is that I don't know. I think they're both correct. I think that they both have applications to different things, and different mindsets work for different times. You don't have to just have one mindset and apply it to everything in life. I think that these two mindsets, specifically life is short and life is long, they are at opposite ends of a spectrum. They represent the black and white. There's always gray in the middle. There's always nuance. These two represent the black and white. I think that the ideal scenario would be to find some kind of middle ground in between the two. So somewhere in the gray area that includes aspects of both. This can mean creating a mindset somewhere in the middle that adopts both of the, you know, kind of merges them together. Or it could mean choosing to apply each of them in different situations. So as I said, life is short mindset is what I applied when I decided to take this trip. Life is long mindset is what I choose to apply when I make a decision and I don't like it, or I fuck up and I want to do something different. I want to reroute myself. I apply that there because that's encouraging me to be okay with rerouting, because life is long and I'm playing the long game and I have time and it's never too late. There's never just one correct way to do anything for everybody. And there's also not one mindset that we can apply to every single thing that happens in our lives. I think that it's good to take what you want from these things, these mindsets, and, you know, just quotes in general that you might see. I like taking what I want from them and leaving what I don't. If I resonate with some aspects but I don't resonate with others, I don't have to throw the whole thing away. I can just take what I want from it and then leave the rest, and that's okay. I can also choose when I want to apply each one. But I think that also both of them have aspects that are kind of universal. From the life is short mindset, I like the idea of being present in the now. I want to be present in the now, and I want to do things while I'm able to do them. And when I have the opportunity, I want to jump on them, because it is true that I don't know for sure that tomorrow will come. I don't know if these opportunities will present themselves to me again. But on the flip side, I like the idea that life is actually long and it's the longest thing that we can do. And I also want to play the long game while playing the short game. Like, I want to have my cake and eat it too. And I think that it's possible. I think that it's possible to do both. I don't want to feel rushed to do everything right this second. I don't want to feel like my life is a fire drill. I want to have more room for error. I want to be able to reinvent and pivot if I need to without feeling like I've just wasted time and I'm cutting into the short time that I have already. I'm taking parts of both of them that I like and I'm leaving parts that I don't like, and I'm finding a way for both of these mindsets to coexist in my life. I don't think that these two things are mutually exclusive. I think that we can still play the long game not knowing for sure that tomorrow will come. We can still be present in the now, but understand that life is a marathon and not a sprint. We can do things that we want to do while we have the chance to do them, while also understanding that it's never too late to pivot. I don't think we should say no to things just because life is long, and I don't think that we should say yes to things just because life is short. It's all about balance. Everything in life is about balance, and we need to strike a balance between these two mindsets. So, is life short or long? Yes. I hate it when people answer questions that have two options in them with yes, but that's what I'm doing right now, because the answer is yes to both. It's kind of confusing to think about, but nothing's black and white. We can't just say life is short or life is long. It's both. It's neither. I don't know. I'm interested to know what you guys have to say about this topic, and if you've heard the term life is long before, if you've maybe seen the same TikTok I'm talking about, or if this is something that's completely new to you and you've never had anyone say this to you before. I am interested. I want to hear your thoughts. I'm going to do my usual post on Instagram for the episode on the podcast Instagram, which is Digital Diary Pod. If you want to follow, if you don't already, So feel free to sound off in the comments there with your thoughts on this. And if you have any other, you know, perspectives to share, I would love to hear them. I'm sure everyone else would love to as well. That's what I wanted to talk about today. And the more I talk about things, the more I realize how there's never just one answer for anything. Like, I want to come to a decisive conclusion at the end of things and be like, this is, you know, what you should take away. But everything is so nuanced in life that it's almost impossible to just come to one conclusion from anything. So I guess the conclusion here is that there is no conclusion. It's that both of these things are correct. And it's that you can listen to both or you can listen to neither. You can do whatever the fuck you want, really. I mean, you have free will and this is your life. So that's going to be it from me today. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Digital Diary with Hannah Elise. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, an amazing week. I will talk to you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.